Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump says it looks like Iran was responsible for the attack on Saudi oil facilities, but he says he does not want war with anyone. The Saudis insist the attacks were not launched from Yemen, even though Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility.
CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland is on our news line. Jeff, what evidence points to Iran in all this?
Well, certainly there seems to be some intelligence tracking from satellites that indicate these particular weapons did not come from Houthi-held territory in Yemen. Second of all, the just distances from the most close territory controlled by the Houthis to the actual targets are at the extreme, if not beyond, what any analyst I've seen so far believes the Houthis would have in terms of drones like this. And finally, there's been some suggestion that this may have been a drone strike coupled with some use of cruise missiles. And these, again, are technologies that would be unlikely the Houthis would have. And if they did have them, would be provided from the outside. Most likely source for them getting those would be, once again, Iran.
And as things do point to Iran, what are they trying to accomplish in all of this if it was, in fact, them behind this?
Well, they're certainly trying to maintain pressure on the international community. In essence, I think what they're saying is if we can't export our oil because of American sanctions, then we're going to try to make pressure on everyone not being able to provide oil. That indirectly then will affect perhaps giving them diplomatic leverage with the Europeans, Chinese, Russians, and others, try to get the Americans, the United States, to back off on the sanctions.
How might the Saudis respond, Jeff? And will the U.S. get involved with President Trump saying the U.S. is, in his words, locked and loaded?
Well, the Saudis have been involved in many ways in a proxy war with Iran now for a number of years, as they've supported the so-called government of Yemen in this civil war with the Houthis. Houthis, of course, supported by Iran. Now, an open conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran could be horrific in terms of the damage to the oil facilities. But the Saudis have a real problem, and that is, on the one hand, they seem unable to defend their facilities, which are very vulnerable to such attacks, even though they spend the third largest amount of money on defense. But those are for more sophisticated weapon systems and not low-level drones. They can't defend. They got to figure out what can we do that would deter future strikes. Well, as bad as this strike is, the really nightmare scenario for the Saudis would be this becoming a campaign of sustained strikes like this against the Saudi infrastructure.
That's CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.